ST Opinion, The War on Women, by Jennifer Matsui. The war on women rages on largely unnoticed and mostly unchallenged, and Japan is no exception. There is a widespread belief here that women are the reason for much of society's miseries and failures. Arguing that women's equality has eroded the foundation of marriage and family and is responsible for Japan's declining birth rate, lawmakers are undermining Article 24 of the Constitution. Article 24 states, "Marriage shall be based only on the mutual consent of both sexes, and it shall be maintained through mutual cooperation with the equal rights of husband and wife as a basis. With regard to choice of spouse, property rights, inheritance, choice of domicile, divorce, and other matters pertaining to marriage and the family, laws shall be enacted from the standpoint of individual dignity and the essential quality of the sexes." The media in Japan, not unlike their U.S. counterparts, also continues the myth of women's selfishness as the reason for a general decline in moral standards. In the United States, Paris Hilton makes headlines every day with her profligate spending and sexual conquests, while in Japan, the weekly magazines report regularly on the spending power of promiscuous single women. A constitutional revision panel, made up of ruling party hawks, concluded that individualism had been distorted into egoism in post-war Japan, leading to the collapse of family and community values and the decline in birth rate. Masahiro Morioka, a former ruling party member in the House of Representatives, said in the report, "It is shameful that Japanese people no longer think much of family, community, and the nation. The Constitution must ensure that protecting family is the foundation of securing the nation." According to activist Hisako Motoyama, "The government is borrowing the notion of family values, which attack women, from the United States. It's the same thing, but the only difference is that we don't use religious language. We use nationalistic language." The use of patriotic jargon to shame women into giving up their independence is nothing new. Hitler's Minister of Propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, addressed the problem of Germany's declining birth rate by saying, "The modern age has not left women and their role in public life untouched. Some good, noble, and commendable things have happened, but also things that are contemptible and humiliating. These transformations have largely taken from women their proper tasks. Their eyes were set in directions that were not appropriate for them. The result was a distorted public view of German womanhood that had nothing to do with former ideals." The recent birth of a future male emperor by a docile and obedient princess volunteering her body for the state is an apt metaphor for the future of Japanese women under a revised constitution. Goebbels couldn't have found a better example of a heroine to usher in a new fascist world order.